There were some of us thought that the quality of writing and the brevity of opinions were of a very high order in the Court of Appeals. And I had heard that there was a little bit of a whiplash applied from time to time. What could you say about
well,
that?
Well, one of the reasons was people were accustomed to very long opinions from the Supreme Court. I mean, that had been the norm up until that point. The idea of the Court of Appeals was that it was going to be a volume court because of this matter of appeal of right. Any final order of a circuit court was appealable. We weren't going to have the luxury of the time to write all of this material. And plus the fact that when we first started out, the caseload was not terribly high. And you had time to write and rewrite and handcraft and so forth. Now today, there isn't time to do this because of the sheer volume. Plus, I think everybody on the Court of Appeals, here's the first time any of them had started having things they had written printed in a set of report books, the MISHAP reports. And I think there was a certain pride of authorship there that they worked to the point where if this is going to go down in the book that's going to be here 100, 200 years from now, I want it, and it's got my name on it, I want it to read well and to be good. Plus, we did talk in terms of the fact that brevity, we were not writing for the ages. There was another appeal possible to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court took the case, then you had to apply, after the Court of Appeals decision was out, you had to apply to the Supreme Court, and they could either take the case or not. And so I think there was some thought that we are not, in many instances here, writing the last word on this. So why go into agonizing detail? And we will decide the case and give the reasons therefore, make it lucid, make it short, make it punchy, make it so it's understandable to anybody. If the Supreme Court wants to take it then and on a leave to appeal and write 40 pages, so be it. They can. But there was, we often had talks about this. Let's keep it short and keep it simple and readable. And then, as I say, we did have the luxury of the fact that at that point, at any rate, the first couple of years, the backlog was not, and the amount of cases coming in was not as heavy. You want to remember, this is the first time that the lawyers of the state had an opportunity to appeal any case that came out of a circuit court. And when they began to get this idea through their head, that we can appeal anything, more and more of them did it. And everything built up.